This is Akashvani, the news read by Sarabjit Kaur. Prime Minister Narendra Modi took part in a roadshow from Assam's Guwahati Airport to Azara this evening, commencing his two-day tour of the northeastern state. During the four-kilometer roadshow, Mr. Modi witnessed Assam's diverse ethnic culture amid cheers by people who had lined up on both sides of the road. The Prime Minister is currently participating in the Bagurumba Deo 2026 traditional Bodo cultural program at Arjun Bogeshwar Barwa Sports Complex in Guwahati. We now go live to Guwahati where the Prime Minister is addressing the event.
लसित बोरफुकन की भव्य प्रतिमा स्थापित होती है तो साथ ही बोड़ोभा उपेंद्रनाथ ब्रह्मा की प्रतिमा का भी अनावरण होता है। इसी तरह श्रीमंत शंकर देव की भक्ति और सामाजिक समरसता की परंपरा ज्योति प्रसाद अग्रवाला जी की कला और चेतना भाजपा सरकार असम की हर विरासत हर गौरव का सम्मान अपना सौभाग्य समझती है। संयोग से आज ज्योति प्रसाद अग्रवाला जी की पुण्यतिथि भी है। मैं उन्हें अपनी श्रद्धांजलि अर्पित करता हूं।
Prime Minister Narendra Modi today inaugurated and laid the foundation stone of development projects worth over 3,250 crore at Malda in West Bengal. Addressing a gathering, Mr. Modi said he is delighted to flag off India's first Vande Bharat sleeper train from Malda. He also flagged off four new Amrit Bharat Express trains, marking a major boost to rail connectivity and infrastructure in the state.
आज से भारत में वंदे भारत स्लीपर ट्रेनों की शुरुआत हो रही है। ये नई वंदे भारत स्लीपर ट्रेन देशवासियों के लंबे सफर को और आरामदायक बनाएगी, शानदार बनाएगी, यादगार बनाएगी। आज बंगाल को चार और नई अमृत भारत एक्सप्रेस ट्रेनें भी मिली हैं। इससे पूरे उत्तर बंगाल की कनेक्टिविटी बेहतर होने वाली है।
Prime Minister Modi said the train reflects the vision of a Vikasit Bharat and showcases India's growing technological capabilities under the Made in India initiative. Prime Minister Modi has launched a scathing attack on the Trinamool Congress TMC government at Malda, West Bengal. The Prime Minister highlighted illegal infiltration as the state's gravest challenge, stating it has reached a critical stage that is altering regional demography and local languages. South Asia remains the brightest growth spot among emerging regions, with India anchoring the outlook despite mounting trade headwinds. This is a key finding of the World Economic Forum's latest survey, released ahead of the Davos annual meeting next week. The chief economist's outlook notes that India is continuing on its reform pathway by reducing restrictions on employment. Maruti Suzuki will establish a massive new vehicle manufacturing plant at Khoraj in Gujarat with an investment of 35,000 crore rupees. An investment letter exchange ceremony was held in Gandhinagar today between the Gujarat government and Maruti Suzuki India Limited in the presence of Chief Minister Bhupendra Patel and Deputy Chief Minister Harsh Sanghvi. In the ICC Men's Under-19 Cricket World Cup, India have set a target of 239 runs for Bangladesh in the rain-affected Group A match in Bulawayo, Zimbabwe. Put into bat first, India were all out for 238 runs in 48.4 overs. The match has been reduced to 49 overs due to rain. In reply, Bangladesh were 64 for 2 in 12.2 overs when reports last came in. Earlier, Bangladesh won the toss and opted to bowl first. And that is the end of this news bulletin.